Okay, I'd like to spend still a few more days on Chazaka and try to cover as many of the Ikrei Nekudas as possible. Today I'd like to talk about something we call Chazaka Hasui L'Shtanos. I'd like to talk about the topic of a Chazaka, the Meikara, which Hasui L'Shtanos is an expression. The expression comes from the Maritz. There are certain Chazakis that it's in the nature of the world change. The whole concept of Chazaka is that the way things start, that's the way they remain. The way an animal is born, not a treifa, remains not a treifa. Most animals never become treifas. There are certain chazakis which, from the very beginning, are known that they're going to change. The teva habriya, they change. For example, the chazaka that a woman is not a nida. Most women, a healthy woman, will at some point become a nida, because it's in the normal cycle of the body that is going to change. Or a chazaka that someone's a cup. It's true, someone is born, he's a cup. It's in the nature of the world that ketanim become gedolim. There could be exceptions. You could have people that are at no point get shtei saris and they become a saris. But it's in the nature of the world that a cotton gets shtei saris. When he's going to get it, so that we don't know. That's part of it that we have sveikus. There are certain such chazakis that are asuya l'shtanis, which in the nature of the bria change. And there's a significant machlaikis in the paiskim as to whether such a chazaka has a din chazaka or doesn't have a din chazaka. And that's our discussion today. We'll try to understand the svaris as best we can, but we have to start with the makaris. The main marker for this is a taz in Yeridaya, Simin Shin Tzadik Zayin, Sivkot and Beis. And the Shmaitzer quotes it, I think it was Shmaitzer Gimel Perikhes, verbatim. He quotes the entire long Taz. You can make a mistake. You can read through the Shmaitzer, the first four or five paragraphs, I think it's the Shmaitzer talking, until you see at the end he says, Atkan L'Shoyne. It's really quoting this long Taz. And here for that Perik is a quote of the Taz. And the Nidain is the following Nidain. There's still a couple of copies of it, of the Shmaitzer, on the Shtender downstairs, but a lot of you have the Shmaitzer, you can look at it inside. The Nidain is the following Nidain. You have to know a halacha before you start. The halacha is that if someone finds out that one of his seven kraven died, naturally he's mechuyav to sit shiva. The halacha that he has to sit shiva is only if he finds out within shloshim yom of the p'tira. Within 30 days of the p'tira, that's called shmur kraiva. Shmur kraiva, he is mechuyav to sit shiva. If he finds out after 30 days, Shmur Rechaika, finds out after 30 days of the Ptira, then he sits Shiva Shah Achas. He doesn't sit Shiva, there's no 7 days. He sits Avelus Shah Achas for an hour. He takes off his shoes, he sits on the floor, they menachim him, and that's that. That's called the Shmur Rechaika nowadays. Elderly people who have relatives in a different city. So it's normal behavior not to tell them of the p'tira of the kraven until after the 30 days pass. They shouldn't have to sit shiva. And Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to deliberately. Shulchan Aruch recommends you do it. Maitzi diba huksil, says in Shulchan Aruch. If you tell, you're a fool. Why should they have to sit shiva? Tell them after, if it's possible. You tell them later. An elderly person who it's hard to sit shiva for, and you wait till after 31 days pass, and then you tell them. So that's a simple halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You can't really read the Shmaitzer unless you know beforehand that there's such a din of Shmur Kareva. That means if a person hears about it on the 29th day, he has to sit shiva 7 days, and if he finds out on the 31st day, you know, the 30th day of Tisrei Shiva 7 days, and he finds on the 31st day he sits Shra'afas. The Nidayin of the Taz is a case where someone heard about it. This is before telephones, right? So they heard about it from the distance, and their Mesupik, if the Petira was within 30 days or after 30 days. The way the message came, it was unclear. Was it, there was definitely a Petira. They don't know if it was within 30 days or after 30 days. Could be the message wasn't clear. It could be the way they found the mace. It wasn't sure if the mace died 30 days ago, 31 days ago. Whatever the case may be, there's a suffix. A person is mesupik if it's teich lamid or kaidim lamid. That the Petira took place. So the Shaila is what to do. No, so we're learning all about Chazakis. So we know, all of us know, a person who's born is typically Chai. A person starts life alive. The Cheskes Chai. So we spoke about this, that you give a Cheskes Chai, and the Cheskes Chai says he died as late as possible. And the Mela, in this case, it's a Chumra. You give a cheskesai, he died as late as possible. You have a subject if he died within a certain range of days. Say he died later. In this case, it's tach shloishim. And the chazaka paskins ois that you have to, the person has to sit shiva. It's similar, I mentioned to you, a suffix to shtela yartzeit. You don't know if the material was on day one or day two. So we give a cheskesai and we say it was on day two. And this is the psak that the Taz quotes from the Bach, from his father-in-law, the Bach. And this is the psak of the Ma'ariv ben Leiv he brings. They paskin that you give a cheskes chai, and you say it happened at the latest possible moment. So that we wouldn't have any problems with. Just as we're speaking, I remember that in Hilchus Nida, in Kuf Pei Dalet, in the beginning of Hilchus Nida, there's a similar shaila where a woman is Pirsa Nida, she's not sure if it was before Shkia or nightfall, whatever you call nightfall, before nightfall or after nightfall. So there also it says that for calendar purposes, you put it on the later day. You assume she was Pirsa Nida later because she's Becheskas Tyra until, like Achi Avagala thought, that she became Tyra. So it's the same type of thing. You don't know if it happened, this is day one or day two, you assume it happened on day two because day one she was Becheskas Tyra. You assume she stayed Tar, and you assume she became a Nida on the later day. So this is fine and well. This goes with what we learned all along. This is what we're learning. There's a Chazaka that it didn't change, and that if it changed, it changed as late as possible. So this is the predictable Mahalach. The Taz, oh, one more thing. The Bach brings a Raya that there's such a thing as a Cheskes Chai from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph we learned. We learned in Gittin Yud Aleph that Habam in Medina Sayyam, it talks the whole first parak, talks the second parak too, talks about bringing a get in Medina Sayyam. So the Gemara there in Daf Yud Aleph says, Hamevi get vihinicha zokein oichayla. If a person brings a get and he left the husband, he's a shliach. The husband was an old man, even sick. So the Gemara says he gives the get the cheska shehu chai. The assumption that he's still alive. You can assume when you took the get from him and you left, he was alive. You can assume that he's still alive. Even a chayla, Gemara says, not a geisus, but a chayla. A chayla has a cheskes chayim. What's the difference if he's alive or not alive? If he's dead, she's also mutter. Afgamina would be a case of Yibum, would be an Afgamina. What? But for Carol, saying she's a Grusha, she can marry a Kayin. So, if she'd be an Amman, she can marry a Kayin. Okay. But we're saying that she's a Grusha, and the get is a good get. So it's a Raya that there's such a thing as a Cheskes Chai. It's a Beferish Gemara. Fine. If we look at the Bach, none of us would have problems with the Bach. The Taz writes that he's of the opinion there's no such thing as a Cheskes Chaim. And he writes, his lashon is, he has shloisha kushiyos salimtos, three strong kashas, three strong proofs that there is no such thing as a Cheskes Chaim, and you'll have to get clear all three, because how we try to answer them will be crucial to understanding. The first Raya is a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Aleph. It talks there about a building collapsed, and there's someone underneath the pile. It's Erev Pesach, and somebody comes and he's digging to try, he doesn't know if the person's alive or dead under the building. He's digging to try to save the person's life. It's time to shech the carbon Pesach. So he sends a message, shech the carbon on my name. Right? He's counted in on the carbon. Sends him a shech the carbon. And when I finish the digging, I'll come and I'll eat my chelik in the carbon Pesach. Now, of course, if he finds a dead body, he's going to be tameh, he's not going to be able to eat. But the vaila, he's digging. So he told them to shecht the carbon Pesach, count him in, and do zrikas hadam, that you do mevayayim, and at night, it's time to eat, and he'll come, he'll make a seder. Look, they shechted, they did zrika. An hour later, he finally comes to the body, and it's dead, the person's dead. He comes upon a dead body. That's a shayla. The halacha is that if you're tahar and they shech the carbon Pesach on your name, and they do zrika and you're tahar, and you become tameh before achila, you will yet to carbon Pesach. You don't mean the Pesach sheni, right? Those of you who touched on kachim know that zrika is keveya, zrika mechaperes, zrika sadam is keveya. Most halachas of karbanis. So if he was tar at the time of Zrikas Hadam, then he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni. If he was Tameh at the time of Zrikas Hadam, he does. Was he tar or Tameh? We don't know. He found the dead body an hour later. The suffix is, did this body die when the building collapsed? And the whole time he was digging, he was being mala on a mace, and he's Tameh b'shas Zrika. Or do we say that no, he died later? Bishas, he was digging, the body was still alive under the rubble, and the body died later. And the Mela Bishas Rika, he was tar. If Bishas Rika was tar, he's part of a Pesach Shem. If Bishas Rika was tar, he's having a Pesach Shem. So there, the Gemara says that Matzai Meis may be Pesach Shem. That if he found him dead, you assume he was dead all along. And he brings the Pesach Sheni. So Frek the Taz, why don't you give the dead person a Cheskes Chai? Give a Cheskes Chai and say he died later. We don't know if he died earlier or he died later. Why don't you give him a Cheskes Chai and say he died that the minute before we found him dead, that's when he died. That's Raya number one. No, what do you say to that, Raya? Well, you like the Raya. What's wrong with the Raya? What? He could have died later. Some people die when it falls. Some people die later. Right? You would assume that he dies when it falls. So Lamdish, which words would you use to say that? I would use the words of Taisus. No, Taisa Besafik Drusa. There's no chazaka, the Shriho Mukhamil, so Lisurit Femala Hater. Taisa said that by a Drusa, it's more mustabal, Lisur Mala Hater, it's Yongabasa Chazaka. I don't mean to bring a riot from Taisa, but similar. What? It's more mustabit that every Zakan is dead than he's alive? I don't think so. I know Zakanim. They're in Yeshiva today, I assume they're still alive. But if a building collapsed on someone, I don't know if I'd make that assumption. Now, all three rayas that the Taz brings, the Shach and the Kudas HaKesef answers. Now that is not broad in the Shmaitzah. The Shmaitzah brings the Taz. He does not bring the Kudas HaKesef. He tells you to look at it. But this first raya is the easiest of the three rayas to answer. And that is that when a building collapses on people, it's a strong reyesim. And it's mucha milsa tvei, that he's dead, that he's alive. And so that first raya, they have to remember, if we disprove a raya of the Taz, it doesn't mean the Taz is wrong in his yisayid. Even if we disprove all his rayas, we still have to, that doesn't prove him wrong. It can disprove his rayas. But anyway, the first raya of the Taz is the easiest one to knock off. The second raya is a stronger raya. Listen to this one. Again, what's the whole Taz? To say there's no such thing as a cheskes chai. The second raya is from the case of hamachlef para b'chamar. The case we've dealt with in the Bavis. What's the case? You and I are doing a trade. I'm giving you my para and you give me your chamar. Right now we're standing in a field. I have my para, your chamar is out in the barn. So I tell you, let's do chalipin. You do mishicha on my para, and your chamar becomes mine as of this second. That's how chalipin works, right? I give you something now, and as of this second, your chamar becomes mine. I give you my para, as of this second, I'm kind of your chamar. No, I travel to your barn, and I find the chamar is dead. What's the nidayim? That's a shayla. That's a shayla. You understand? When? If the chamar died before I did the chalipin, there's not a chalipin, it's a mechatos. Right? If the chamar died before I did the chalipin, then it's a mechatos. And the par is still mine. If the chamar died after I did the chalipin, then it's my bad luck. It was my chamar. And it was my chamar that died, the par is yours, and it's my problem. So the Gemara has a disagreement over how to deal with it. Now to deal with the case of Hamachla Par of a chamar, the Gemara does not mention any concept of Cheskes Chai. It doesn't talk about a chazaka. Zoktet has, why don't you give a donkey a cheskes chai? A donkey's just as alive as a human being. Right? The chazaka that he's alive is loved after people. Why don't we give the chamar a cheskes chai? You found a dead chamar. When did he die? I should say, look, he was alive yesterday. He was alive 2 days ago. He died the last minute. Why don't we give the chamar a chazaka a cheskes haguf d'nei kara? That it's alive till the last minute. That sounds like a good raya. It's not easy to answer this one, is it? Well, it's a little harder to answer. Yeah. So the Mekusa Kesef answers this one as well. I'll tell you what he says. He says that you want to use Cheskes HaGuf d'Meikara. Just like there's a cheskes chai on the guf of the chamar, there's also a chazaka that the chamar belonged to Reuven originally, and that it didn't change possession to Shimon. There's a cheskes haguf that the previous owner still owns it. That's also a chazaka that didn't change. The chazaka in the mitzias of the animal that it didn't go from one ownership to another. You want to call a chazaka and din, that'll make a problem with the shech. He's saying it's a chesed haguf that it didn't transfer ownership. Tomei we're calling din, and ownership we're calling mitzias. Zokta in the kudas hakesef, here you have chazakas on both sides. You have a chazaka that is still alive. Connected it, you have a chazaka on the etzem shayla. That didn't change owners. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara doesn't deal with chazakas. Because you have two competing chazakas that say opposites. Okay. The Taz again says it's a chazaka alimta, it's a raya alimta, there's no cheskes chai, because the kesef answers. The third is the strongest raya of all. And that's a case in Evin Ezer, Simeon Yud Zayin, Sif Chav Zayin. The shaila there is with finding a dead body and identifying it. Somebody finds a dead body, so if they are simanim, it can be identified with simanim. Tfiasayin, we typically say that tfiasayin is less than simanim. If you recognize the face, you meet somebody, you recognize his face. Does he have a simon? Somebody has a scar across his face, that's a simon. But most people, it's called tfiasayin. If he's shown to me, I recognize him. The halacha is, tfiasayin only works within 3 days of patira. The first 3 days, the body is intact enough that you can recognize. After 72 hours from patira, we do not rely on tfiasayin. It's halacha pesuka in Shulchan Aruch. After 72 hours of patira, you have to have a simon. You get his dental records, you make a fingerprint, it's fine. But tfiasayin, you can't rely on after 72 hours. So, of course, what's the case in Eben Ezer? They found the body, and it's a suffix if it's 3 days or not 3 days. It's a suffix if it's Tefkel Gimel Yamin or not Tefkel Gimel Yamin. Fractataz, why don't we give it a chazaka, a cheskes chai? And he dies within 3 days, not before 3 days. If you die within 3 days, then we are allowed to be b'sanach on tfiasayin. He's definitely alive at some point. So let's assume that he died vashbetim. That's a good raya. I don't think anybody here could answer him. That's a pretty good raya. Why don't we give him a cheskes chai that within 3 days? It came out the same thing as the Taz's case. The Taz is 30 days and this is 3 days.
You tell from the body is less than 3 days?
There are times you could tell. I'm not familiar. I know from reading detective stories that rigor mortis sets in after 12 hours or 8 hours, I don't remember. So you can tell a certain number of hours. But it's not 3 days. I don't know. Apparently, there are cases where it's a suffix. Somebody met him 4 days ago, he was alive. And now they found his body in the forest. You can tell it's more than a day, and they don't know. It's, I guess. The gruesome details, I don't know. But the case is, you have a suffix 3 days, or more than 3 days.
But it's a question of material, so if you can recognize or not. So, it's not going to help you. If actually the person died 4 days ago,
it's true, but we're talking, we have two people who say, I recognize him, it's Pliny Ben Pliny. Now we're saying, can we rely on these eidim? If we assume he died within 3 days, we can rely on them. The eidim are saying that we recognize. Are we allowed to rely on eidim we recognize? If it's within 3 days, we're allowed to rely on them. If not, not. So we have to decide, the Dayanim have to decide, not the Eidim. The Eidim claim, if the Eidim say they don't recognize, there's a maladaber, there's no shayla. But if the Eidim say they do recognize, then we have a shayla. Are we allowed to rely on them? We'll leave it for now as a good raya, because it sounds like, of all the rayas, it sounds like... Shulchan Aruch, it says, really it says Yesh Oysen Yesh Matirin, but nobody mentions the Taina of the Taz, is that nobody mentions the Taina of Cheskes Chai. Whatever they're done, they're not done on Cheskes Chai. Done on Stakis, a double Sophic, single Sophic, but they're not done with Cheskes Chai. What? He answers it, but I want to leave it for later because it's going to get us into the discussion. Because Kesa says the Teretz. I'll tell you the Teretz later. I think it's... I want to go over Seder because I don't want to get sidetracked the whole Arichas. Okay? Lamaisa, the Taz says, he holds the Shloisha Raya Zalimtais, and he says there's no such thing as a Cheskes Chai. Aye. What's fair? Gittin Yud Aleph. Gittin Daf Yud Aleph. In Gittin Daf Yud Aleph, it says if a shliach brings a get, he can assume the person's alive. So the Taz, 1 minute. A chazaka, where there's no reason to think it changed, of course we align a chazaka to Meikara. But there's no reyes at all. We have every reason to think he was alive before, he's alive now. Of course we assume he's alive. That's not a question. That's the Gemara in Ginyan Aleph. Last time I saw him, he was alive. As far as I know, he's still alive. As I mentioned, we started this sugya that a chazaka with zero reyeses is a double poshet. You assume there's no change. The chiddush of chazaka is where today it changed, like the case of tzaras, today it's smaller. So now, or today it changed, when did it change? I come to chazaka, it happened late. Gittin Yud Aleph, I don't know there was a change. I don't know he died. For all I know, he's still alive. So of course you go basa chazaka. These three cases are cases where I know he's dead today. The shaila is when? That means today there's a reyus in the chazaka. Something changed. Now I need to see the shot tzaras. The gzeres hakasa for tzaras. Say it happened later. Here, sakta taz. This is what we're talking about. When you know he died, and you don't know when, so then sakta taz is no such thing as a cheskas chai. When is there such a thing? If I don't know he died, of course. If I don't know he died, why should I say he died? That's the case in getting you out. So sakta taz. Why is there no cheskas chai? Why is cheskas chai different than all chazakas and shas? He says, because every person is saifa in lavus, every person is going to die. Doesn't feel that way. When a person's alive, he feels never going to die. Everybody ultimately dies. He writes, Adam mu'ed lezeh. I don't know what he means mu'ed. Mu'ed usually happens three times. It means gabulin. I don't know what he means. He says, Adam mu'ed lezeh. A person is everybody dies. It's a suffix, it's a chazaka, asir l'shtanais. And the Meila, it's not a chazaka. He doesn't use the lashon asir l'shtanais. I told you that Ma'arit uses the lashon. That's the idea. The idea is that it's a chazaka which will ultimately change. Chazaka asir l'shtanais, zokta taz, is not a chazaka.
What are the fact that you evaporated?
The fact?
That you
evaporated. Water in a mikveh. You have a mitzvah of them, so why don't I say it's a seal of shanais? Because everything evaporates eventually. As long as you fill it up, it's not a seal of shanais. So what are you saying? That it's normal to have someone in charge of filling it up. That's what you mean. Most of the
advice. Someone filled it up, you need to afford it. And then you don't have something.
Why don't you say every mikvah is going to evaporate? So a person can live 100 years, over 100 years, the mikvah will evaporate.
Unless
someone's in charge.
But
is the fact that someone's in charge? So it doesn't mean evaporating, though. It's leaking. What I would answer is that the Gemara is talking in a case where we know evaporation didn't do it. The positive, it went from over 40 sa'a to under 40 sa'a a week. And it's talking in a case where we have no suffix. The evaporation didn't do it is not what did it. Something else happened to it.
What?
Oh, but that's not Seel Ashtanis. That means a Maisa will happen that will be Mishandit. Somebody will go in and take out water with them. A Seel Ashtanis is where by nature it's going to happen. So if it's a period of time that it could have evaporated, I'd be minded to you. It must be talking in a period of time it couldn't have evaporated. It either leaked out or someone took it out or whatever. If it's a possibility, if it's in the range of possibilities, it has to be in the range of possibilities. That this asuyel ishtanis is what was mishtana. Yeah, a person could die for many reasons. Someone could shoot him.
But
it was saying that every woman, it's natural for her to see down at some point. Right. And here,
they were saying that even though the people were
so what I'm answering you is Chazak Seel Ashtanis is a consideration where this Chazaka we're being done on could have followed its natural course of action and died. Could have followed, could have been a person either. It's not natural. Let's say you have a woman who doesn't move virus. It's not normal for her to see that. So during those months, I would be minded. There's no chesed chazak. There is a chazak in the main car. It's not a zilush time. It's during those months. Right? So anyway, the Taz is the Baal Chiddush, at least in the Paiskim, that a chazakah zilush tanois is not a chazakah.
The case is that we know he died. When do we say chazakah zilush tanois is not a chazakah?
Where we know he died.
We know.
And we don't know when.
But even
right. The Gemara Gittin, we don't know it changed. Everyone agrees you get the Cheskes Chai. Where it changed, we can't be Taila and Chazaka that it happened much better.
So Taz says he's
Maida. Taz says he's Maida. In the case of Gittin Yeralis, let's say you would have a child, a 13-year-old. You don't know if he has Shtei Saris, he doesn't have Shtei Saris. For the Rabbanans, we don't assume an umdina that he has. For the Rashis, we don't assume. So a child came now and he wrote an ice in a Sefer Torah. So we would say that the Chazak is, it's possible. The Chazak would possible, it is a cotton. He gave Kedushin to a woman. We would say it's a Chazak, he's a cotton. We don't know he became a goddam. If we're going to check him and find Shnei Saris, and we know it changed, so then it's going to be a chazak silashtanis. We can't shtel a chazaka. If we check him, and we know now he has Shtei Saris, we're going to want to go bas a chazak. He stayed a cotton as late as possible. So the Taz will tie there. It's a chazak silashtanis. What? Chazaka de Rabba, for whatever reason, is not good enough for Dairaisis. So that right is not good enough. And the Shmaitz attack goes into it. In the Shmaitz Gimel, he goes into an arichas about cup, with this merit.
So if you check the cup and see now he has Saris, so if you're not that, but Chazak Silush Tanis, you don't go past the Chazak Silush Tanis, you have the last step, and you should say that he has Saris.
He'd be a Safik. There's no Chazak, it's a man of blood, he's a Safik. I can say he had a yesterday, and I can say he didn't have a yesterday. Well, not Shetan Chazak, he thought he didn't have. He should get Kedushin, he did get.
But
well,
the Safik didn't change, so why are you giving him Chazak?
If it's a chazaka, if it's a suffix, if it ever changed, so we go bust the chazaka and make car. We assume things didn't change. Vice versa, assume things changed. Somebody was alive, and I went to work today. I assume he's still alive. No. You need the ikach chiddush chazaka is when there's a reis. In that case, it's a ras.
But there's any suffix.
What?
But there's any suffix. Any suffix? Yeah.
I don't create a suffix from nothing. I don't assume that someone I met alive this morning is today dead, is now dead. I don't have to make any such assumption. The Shmaitzer disagrees with the Taz. The Chef Shmaitzer holds very strongly that there's no such thing as a chazaka seyulishtanas, and that there is such a thing as a suffix chai. You could read through his rayas. Most of his rayas, I don't want to say they're not rayas, they're just, he brings gemaras and he says you're not, the Taz is not mukhaf from the gemara. As far as if you look through it, I think two of his rayas are strong rayas. One is the one I mentioned to you. When I started chazaka, I told you the cheskes chai. What was the case I mentioned? It's a Mishnah Taharis. A person touches someone in the middle of the night. They're sleeping in the same room. So he touches someone in the middle of the night. I don't know, he walks out to the bathroom and he touches the person. In the morning, now they're sleeping in the same room, there's going to be oil anyway, so it's a bad example. They're sleeping out in the woods. No oil. Sleeping outdoors. So he touched them in the middle of the night. In the morning, when they wake up, this other person doesn't wake up, he's dead. So now, what's the suffix? During the night, when he touched him, was he alive or was he dead? During the night, when he touched him, if he was alive, then this shayel is tar. If he was dead, then the shayel is tame. So there it says that linya kachim, shum kumri de kachim v'machmir. But the ikra din echolin, the person is considered to be tar because he has a, the nifter had a chesedus chai that he died as late as possible. So Taina Tishmai, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah the way the Rishayim explained the Mishnah. That only by Kachim or Machmir or Chulana. But Lamaisa, it's a halacha psuka that you assume he has a chesedus chai till the last minute.
Peter Shach's second answer, is that right?
I mean, that why?
Because it's the chesed tahara on the person as well.
Cheskes Tahira on the person as well. Cheskes Guf says he's tar, and the Chesach the Meikar says both say he's tar, right? There, both say he's tar.
No.
Cheskes Chai says he's tar.
He's bringing the right,
and he says Cheskes Chai. Maybe really Chesach Sushtanis is not a Chesach. And there it's different because it's the Chesach in Din of the. The chazaka in din on the negeya. Chazaka in din that the negeya was tar, he stayed tar. Sounds too good, sounds too easy. Sounds right. Somebody had the shmaitz in the sipa varindus. You're right, it is clear. Something's the ragam. Nogabecha belaila, chacham netamish, okutum stress, tsiyas, and alchem akachim. A filum mace, layaminik shas met tsiyas, and alchem akachim. It's a soul ragam.
It doesn't hold of the story of the shah.
Yeah, but here it's a pashas. Here, if you make it ice chazak cheskes chayim, you still have a cheskes tar. The Taz doesn't disagree in all cases that there's no cheskes. You have to understand why he's a chaylik there, but you can't say that all over Shas he holds there's no second chazaka. The answer is a good answer. Okay, he brings a second raya from Nidadav Beis. There it says that if a woman finds she's a Nida and she doesn't know when she started to be a Nida, so she finds now that she's been bleeding for a while, so it's a dumb Nida. She doesn't know she's bleeding for 2 hours or 3 hours. So the halacha is that kol anoshim dayan shaitan, again by kachim or machmir, that's called the kachim, but by chulin in normal cases we say Noshim Dayan Shaitan. When she found the dam, that's when she's tummy. And we don't say that she was tummy 10 minutes ago. She was in Cheskes Tar. That's also Chazaka Asiyul Ashtanas. And we say that it's a Chazaka, she's in Cheskes Tar. Achi Avadalacha Bama Nitma. Afagav Denida Alula Muedas Lakach Leras. And even the man Yom who argues any alachim ekachim. So we say kol anashim dayon shaiton. The expression dayon is like dayenu. Dayon, it's enough shaiton. The shah that they found the dam. Dayon shaiton. It's a loshem of mishnah there. That it's enough to be in the tamei for when they found it. So the Taz has three rayas. The Shmait has two rayas. This is the taikif of the machlokes. If we say chazaka siru shtanis is not a chazaka. Or is a chazaka? Again, the Marit holds that a chazaka sirshtanis is not a chazaka, like the Taz. The Shach, the Kudas HaKeset, holds it is a cheskes chai, and the Bach holds that way. So even though in the Yeshiva Welt we know the idea of chazaka sirshtanis is not a chazaka, it seems that the Ikar Ladin is that it is a chazaka. You have the Bach, the Mary Bedlev, the Shach, the Shmaitzer, Shmaitzer Ktois, right? The whole who paskin that the Chazaka Sirshtan is still a Chazaka. And you do have the Taz who holds that it's not. Now, let me go back to the one point I left out. Then we'll move on. The one point was the Taz's third raya. The Taz's third raya. Again, the Taz's third raya seemed to be the best raya. So here, you have to have a copy with me. What was the Taz's third raya? So Mahalach and Eben Ezer. There's a man is missing. His wife will be in Aguna if they don't find him. We'll call this man Ruvain. Okay? Ruvain is missing. They go in the woods, they look for him. They find a body. Two Adam say they have to be a Sayyid, it's Ruvain. So Desdin sits down to paskin if they're believed or not. Can we assume that the mace died within 3 days and they're believed? Or should we assume that he died 3 days ago and they're not believed? Because he's missing already more than 3 days. So, if you hold Cheskes Chai, what was the argument? You hold Cheskes Chai, then he died, he lived as long as possible. He just died. If he just died, he died within 3 days. Assume he died 10 minutes ago. He died 10 minutes ago, then the Edom are believed. So Ketaz, why don't we say Cheskes Chai? It's a riot, there's no such thing as Cheskes Chai. Zucht in the Kubis HaKesef. Listen carefully. What do you want to say? You have a chazaka that Ruvain was alive 5 days ago, so you want to say he was alive as late as possible. So time it in the Kudus HaKesef. Fakert! Say a Cheskes Chai that Ruvain is still alive today. And this is not his dead body. And the people recognizing him are making a mistake. What is the Taz saying? Cheskes Chai says he died within 3 days. And they're recognizing him correctly, and it's Ruvain. Zot in the Kudus HaKesef, what do you mean? If you give Ruvain a Cheskes Chai, it should say he's still alive today. And this body is someone else's body. It's not his body. Cheskes Chai should ask him if I care that they don't recognize him correctly, and that he's still alive. What do you say to that, Teretz?
Come down for the shot. You only have to be a sign when you see the person you're angry.
3 days, within 3 days.
No, always the person killed because it's within. You have to
no,
know.
Sometimes they someone saw him 2 days ago. He was alive 2 days ago, and now you find the body.
Be the shot. Unless you saw the person being killed, maybe found the person.
Yeah, but if you know positively that this body is within 2 days, oh, you mean maybe I saw Ruvain 2 days ago, but this is someone else's body from more than 2 days ago.
You only have to be a sign when you saw the person getting killed.
You only have tefias ayin where you could tell in the body or you saw that he was killed. Chayrin. What's wrong with the shach, anybody? And maybe the body is more than 3 days old. That's what you say. You should always say, maybe the body is more than 3 days old. Unless the body is holding an ice cream that's still frozen. If some writer like that, that's less than 3 days. In all cases, you should say, you're right, maybe. Maybe in a finale. Maybe. If the blood is still wet, you know that it's within 3 days. But, you know.
When does that happen?
According to the Shach, Chris Kesef is saying that there's no Cheskes Chai, so she can't get married, because we're afraid that this body is more than 3 days old. Ruvain's still alive, and this is someone else's body, right? That's right, she can't get married. But those are matir, because they're two sveikas. Maybe so within 3 days, and it's not the body. Whatever the chesh bain is, the yesh matir in Ireland. Lou, what do you say? How do you like? You like this tar? This I the Kusak Kesef. I thought everybody would be upset about him. Again, somebody found a body in the woods. You know, it's 3 days old. Not 3 days old. So he's saying, if you go Basa Cheskes Chai, so forget, Ruvain is still alive and this is someone else's body. I thought it's a Pella. What's our suffix? We found the body. What are we being done? Being done if Ruvain's alive? Or being done if this somebody died? What's the difference if it's Ruvain or not Ruvain? Whoever died was previously alive. It could be it was Ruvain, it could be it was someone else in the world. Whoever it is that died, whether he's Ruvain, or Shimon, or Levi, we have to be done. Did he die? We have a body. Did he die within 3 days or more than 3 days? aren't we entitled to paskin if this body is more than 3 days or less than 3 days old, just based on the fact that this nameless body, this nameless person, was once alive and died at some point, and I should be able to paskin ice, he died within 3 days. What's the difference if he's Reuven or not Reuven? That's not the point. The point is, I have a body, I have to paskin, did he die within 3 days or he didn't die within 3 days? No? The chazaka, that if it's Reuven, maybe he's still alive. Well, whoever it is, whoever it was, you'll say maybe he's still alive. Somebody died. Shouldn't I be done on this body, irrelevant? Whoever it was, 3 days ago, a week ago, there were a bunch of people alive. One of them died. Someone died.
Not affecting this woman.
Every day someone died.
Taka, not affecting this woman, but I'm in a Bezdin. I have to decide. Let's say I don't know what Reuven's missing. They found a body. I have to decide, should I send out advertisements trying to get people with Tfiyas Ayin? I don't know anybody missing. I'm sitting in Bezdin. I have to decide. Is it within 3 days and we'll send out Shluchim to try to find the people to make an ID? Or not? So, without knowing that there was ever a Reuven, this was a human being that died. There was one human being that we know of that died. I have a right to paskin. Did he die within 3 days or didn't he?
Not negayah to anything.
Not negayah.
What's the negayah to? Allah has to question.
If I could try to find people to recognize him.
Nice to know. But what is the negayah?
The problem is that's not negayah. If I can think of something that's negayah, it'll change. What else is it negayah? What else? You like Lucas against Teretz? I think Lucas against Teretz is a Pella. I thought everyone's going to be upset about it. No way. Right. There was a change on somebody. Somebody changed. So he said that if I'm giving Reuven Chazaka, I'm going to say it's not Reuven. So fine, it's Taka not Reuven. I'll be mighty, it's not Reuven. But is it someone who died within 3 days? I don't have a right to paskin if it's someone that died within 3 days. Do you have a right? Once I paskin it's within 3 days, so then the TSI, and I'll say it's Reuven. But the reason that I have to paskin is not, I'm not sitting here trying to decide, is it Reuven or isn't it Reuven? I have to decide, is it a mace within 3 days or a mace after 3 days? That's the job of Beth. The melee, then we'll say to your side. Whoever the body is, it's someone who changed his chazaka. Somebody died. No, you don't think. What? No, well, the Gemara says that Tfiyas Ayin does work. But it could be that Tfiyas Ayin works when someone saw him killed. There's a battle, and one of the soldiers dies. That's usually the case. You find the soldier, and he's dead. So they identify him. So there could be cases where we know that this body died within a day. Or they find the blood is still wet. So they know he died within 72 hours. In such a case, zichud is Tfiyas Ayin, that there's no shayin. So we're not really slugging up all Tfiyas Ayin cases. What we're really doing is slugging up all found bodies in the woods Tfiyas Ayin cases, because even though Reuven's only missing for a short period of time, this could be someone else who died more than 3 days. Okay, if you like, it's good. Now, so this is the Nidain of Chazaka Seul Ashtanis. From this, now this is a major need. If you look in the Shef Shmeitza, in the beginning of Shmeitza Gimel, it says Bo Yevuar. It says one thing, two things. It says Inyan Chazak Zolishkanis. It's like it's one of the major inyanim, because the Shmeitza goes into a long arichus about a cotton ktana. If they have a chazaka, they're a cotton or a ktana. It was a shaila. My rich shaila was with a girl whose mother married her off, and she did miyun. and she married someone else, and now when the Suppik, if when the mother married her off, or when she did Neon, one or the other, if she was a Ketana. Let's say you're not sure, when she did Neon, was she still a Ketana? Do you say Chazaka de Meikara that she was a Ketana? In which case, the Neon was a good Neon? Or do you say, no, it's Chazaka de Ketanas, all Ketana become Gedaima? Since it's the Arichus, if Chazaka de Ketanas works, it's important to remember, as I said before, that Rav Paiskim, I shouldn't say all Paiskim, I know it's a true of some cipher. One of the Shemites, they have a footnote that some cipher passed in the Chazak is not a Chazak. So even though I'm telling you it's a Shach and a Bach, apparently it's the Chalukah Deis in the Paiskim. Okay, from this, we go to the Simin Pei Aleph, the Machlokes Mechaber Ramban, when we know a Chazakah ended, whether we assume what assumptions we make. And here, I'll tell you what it says. I guess tomorrow we'll see what it has to do with these cases. Go back to the cheese case. Simen Pei Aleph Sif Beis is the case of the milk with the cheese, with the milk with the cow. Again, easy halacha. You shech the cow, you find a hole in the lung. What's the din with yesterday's milk? You all know milk is kosher. Not chazak asu which dan is. An animal's not a suya to get treif, to have a hole in the lung. That's easy halacha psuka. You shecht an animal, the milk that was, you find a hole in the lung, yesterday's milk is kosher. Now listen to the question. I only have time to say it once, so listen. I shecht an animal, and I find a hole in the lung that formed the skin. Huglad pi hamaka. We know that animal, the holes in lungs don't form scabs unless it's within 72 hours. Unless it's more than 72 hours old. In the womb, doesn't get a scab. Now, in your hand, I don't know how long it takes. But in the lung, you have a Kabbalah, it takes 72 hours. Now, I shecht an animal, I find a scab on the hole in the lung. What's the din of yesterday's milk? Within 72 hours? Vadai treif. Again, no machlaikis. Vadai treif. Any milk that was milked in the last 72 hours is vadai that is treif. What's the din of the milk from 4 days ago? What's the din of the milk from 4 days ago? That is a machloikis b'chaber ramah. It's in the pei aleph, siv beis. You have to learn it with the shach and taz. They both explain it's a machloikis b'chaber ramah. Tomorrow we'll see which sheet is the easier sheet and which sheet in the tezber, and how it impacts what we discussed today. Tomorrow, B'li Neda, I'm also going to finally get back to the Nagi B'Yehuda, to Yana Kuf Mem Hei, that I've been saying that I've been saying.